Welcome back, folks. This is attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. to talk about what's going on in our democracy. We are 1 week away from April 5, 2022, a key election date in Wisconsin. It's when we elect our nonpartisan races. I am here this evening with Daryl Enriquez. We've spent part of the show learning about him, but now we're going to dig in. He's running for the county supervisor, Waukesha County, District 19. He's bringing his lifetime of experience and detail, studying good government. So, first of all, why county government, and what does Waukesha's county government look like?
Well, what interested me in county government was I spent years covering it, and I grew to sort of respect the body itself. The body does its work. It's without a lot of drama, without a lot of politics. It takes care of its business, which its main duty is to set an annual budget, and it goes about doing that business pretty regularly without a whole lot of issues coming up.
So how many districts in Waukesha?
Well, right now, there are 25 districts in the entire county, and each district has a supervisor. My district 19 is a very diverse district. It includes neighborhoods that border downtown, La Casa de Esperanza, which is a human services welfare agency that has a private grade school. The district includes historic McCall Street neighborhood, the Carroll University area, the Catholic Memorial High School, St. Paul Parish area, and Waukesha South High School. To the far east and southeast, the district contains high-end homes. So it's basically, the boundaries are the eastern half of the city of Waukesha. And it has about 15,000 residents within its borders. And again, it's a very diverse group.
So you bring to that, right? You moved to Waukesha in 1985, is that right?
Yes.
You've been a homeowner in Waukesha since 1987?
Correct.
You have two children, right? Am I right?
Right. Both are graduates of South High School.
Okay. So they're involved in public education.
Yes.
Made it through the system.
Yes.
And now in that district, you're looking to bring your experience.
Right. And the one of the key experiences that I've had is, as a journalist, you have to be able to adjust to a lot of different situations. You have to be able to understand a lot of issues, a lot of challenges. Every day you walk into the office having to generate a new story, having to learn something every day. It's not a job where you go in and do the same repeated thing over and over again. That's not the job. And that's what government needs. It needs people that are able to deal with diversity, with a lot of issues, and not stumble over them, to be able to come up with ideas on how to rectify them, bring their own life experiences into the mix, and do it in a cooperative and calm manner with an understanding that you know how to work finances, you know how to work human services, you know people, and I know people, and I know their needs, and I think I can bring that to the table and help the county board progress with its challenges that it's going to face over the next 5 years.
So right now, what is that county budget look like, the operating budget?
Well, the operating budget is about $300 million annually. And it contains, this year, it contains about $108 million tax levy if you include the contributions to the county library system, that takes it up to $111 million. And that's about a 1.58% increase above the previous year's levy.
So it's a significant chunk of money. Waukesha County is a major player in the state.
Yes, it is. And I have to tell you, Mark, the number, because the county has done its work so effectively, it hasn't generated a lot of negative headlines.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean that's a good thing. It goes about and does its business, which is what attracted me to it. I also spent 6 months working as a contact tracer during the height of the pandemic back in 2020, the fall of 2020, and I worked for the Waukesha County Department of Public Health. And that group did the best it could under impossible circumstances. It took care not only of the people who needed their advice, our advice on how to stay healthy and how to get treatment, but it also took care of us. I mean, it brought on 250 contact tracers to basically keep the schools open and to keep the businesses open. And I think we did a really good job of that without losing our minds. I mean, at the height of the pandemic, it was so bad that I was getting 40 cases a day, and it was just crashing the system. But the county human health department was so adept at this that they were able to come up with basically a new plan every week on how to deal with this.
So if you are getting 40 folks with COVID that you had to trace, how many folks were you working with that were doing that kind of work?
250.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was everybody that busy too?
Yes. Yes. County Executive Paul Farrell used federal funds to give us all 6 month contracts. And by January, the disease incidents had decreased to the point that he could switch the money over to vaccinations.
So did that work of yours involved in terms of public health, was that one of the factors that said, hey, maybe I want to get into the politics of this?
Yes, definitely. After working 40 years as a journalist, I longed to do something else. I wanted to get out of that silo of being a journalist. And this really was sort of what freed me to pursue other things. Because, you kind of have little question marks inside you saying, well, can I do something else? But it turns out that my skills as an interviewer, my comfort with talking to the public over the phone, initiating phone conversations, assuring people that they were going to be okay, answering questions, that really opened my experience up to saying, well, maybe I want to keep doing some more things. And the county board seemed like a good fit for me because I had been covering it for so long. I know the people, I know the policies, the procedures, Robert's Rules of Orders. I mean, I can hit the ground running here. I'm not saying I know everything. There's a lot to learn, but there won't be a big startup time for me. I know the staff, the department heads, what they do, who does what, the services. And with a $300 million budget, that gives you an idea that the county does a lot. And the question that I'm asked the most when I knock on doors is, what does the county board do? And so I explain them in the 30 seconds you really have at the front door what they do. And then people go, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that is an important job.
So before we get into the specifics in terms of what you think are the main issues in this race, you know, we're just, 8 days away, right, from Election Day, right? We have this budget, but the county board oversees a lot in the county, right? You
yes.
mentioned your county executive. So
right.
The Board of Supervisors works with the county exec to oversee all sorts of things.
Yes, and the county board chairman.
Okay.
Which the county board picks. And the county board chairman and the county exec work together closely to keep an eye on expenditures and services.
But you have oversight of the sheriff's department?
Yes.
So that's got to be a major factor in the sheriff's department oversees the county jail and the whole Huber mm-hmm. work release facility.
Right.
So what are the issues there in that oversight that you as a supervisor, what do you bring to that job?
There are policies that we need to put in place and discuss in budget setting. The sheriff will discuss with us his hiring, the condition of the jail, and some of the issues or challenges. I'll use the word challenges. Is that the sheriff's department is, and the whole county is experiencing this, is just going through rapid economic development, but having trouble finding workers and staff to fill those positions. Not quite sure why that is. And one of the things that is being discussed is actually setting up some type of ad hoc committee or some kind of study group to find out what can be done to get workers here.
Because does that mean that you have a particular interest in that? And does that sound like you're like,
well,
you want to run to be part of that process?
I would like to, because I had experience with the Milwaukee Journal and the Journal Sentinel. I was with the diversity group, and our task was to find minorities and bring them into the newsroom to diversify the newsroom. And at the time, all major corporations were working under that belief that in order to have a better product, you needed to get more voices and especially in journalism where you have a lot of writing, you have a lot of observers, you need as many sets of eyes as you can. And I was part of a council that did that. And we traveled around the country to recruit workers from the East and West Coast to Milwaukee, Midwest, Iron Rust Belt. And that soon grew into an effort that we would actually talk to other companies about what we were doing. Like Harley, we talked to Harley Davidson and others, Kohl's, about our model and how it could apply to them. And I'm thinking that we could use that same criteria for Waukesha County and its challenge that it faces in bringing workers in.
You know, to me, that sounds like a healthy, fresh approach to a county that's historically been very, very influential statewide and will definitely play a huge role going forward. So we're going to break, come back, final section, and let you talk about what you see the key issues are and what is it that you want to bring to District 19. We'll be right back, folks.